Exclusive Government Gangsters Director Matthew Taylor. Ban and Imprisonment Very Soviet Style. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 13, 2024. Matthew Taylor, the director of the upcoming film Government Gangsters, spoke to Breitbart News Saturday about the film, which is set to premiere at the Republican National Convention. The significance of it premiering while former White House chief strategist Stephen K. Bannon is in prison, and how it was very Soviet style. Taylor explained that the film will focus on how the heads of various departments worked together to go after former President Donald Trump as he was first running for office, and during his time in office. The film is based on former top Trump administration official Kash Patel's book, Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and The Battle for Our Democracy, and is being released by War Room Films, a subsidiary of Bannon's, War Room. Government Gangsters is a 64-minute film that basically outlines how the heads of various departments, and of course the intelligence community, colluded to go after a presidential candidate and private citizen, and then eventually harass a sitting president through his 4 years in office, Taylor explained. We basically outline who they are, what they do, and how they did it. We cover everything from Hillary Clinton's email scandal, Russiagate, the first impeachment, Hunter Biden's laptop, and also the current documents case that's going on right now under Merrick Garland. We look at the FBI, we look at the CIA, we look at the DOJ. The thing is that these people are always active, always doing things, they've been doing it for decades. This time, they got caught. They got caught, of course, by Kash Patel. It's based on his fantastic book, Taylor added. What we're looking to do is, really bring the public this information and restore accountability. Because there are a lot of good government employees out there, but these are the heads of the departments. These are the people that make the decisions, they've been there for 30 years. And they're doing all sorts of dastardly deeds, Taylor continued. When asked about how these same government gangsters had just put Bannon in prison for a 4-month sentence for defying a subpoena from the Democrat-run January 6th Select Committee, and the significance of Bannon's involvement in the film and the film coming out while Bannon is currently in prison. Steve is a patriot and he's always worked towards this goal of bringing about what the Founding Fathers imagined. The thing is, what's really fascinating about this scenario that's happening right now is that this is very Soviet style. This is not American in any way whatsoever. This is the targeting of people who work in politics, Taylor added. I've worked in politics for 20 years, and never have we had a scenario where you can have these agencies target people, private citizens, by the way. He's not a person who sits in office, he's not a person who falls under those jurisdictions. He's a private citizen with an opinion like everybody in this country. What it shows is that if these government gangsters don't like you, they can get you. And if they can get Steve, they can get anybody.